101.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It is caucus day in Iowa, and as former President Donald Trump holds a sizable lead in the polls, ABC political director Rick Klein says two other questions have now come front and center.
Ron DeSantis has so much riding on this state. If he doesn't finish in second, if he fades to third, that's bad for him and good momentum for Nikki Haley heading into New Hampshire. And turnout, a lot of people thought this would be a year we break the record turnout back in 2016, but that brutal weather probably holds it down. That means the diehards are going out.
That weather having a nationwide impact. More than 1,500 flights have been canceled. In Texas, utility regulators are asking people to conserve energy because of tight grid conditions. The school principal in Perry, Iowa, who shielded students during the January 4th shooting, died of his injuries. Dan Marburger is the second victim killed in that shooting. And President Biden travels to Philadelphia today for service events marking Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This is ABC News. TV's biggest awards being handed out tonight.
Yes, it is award season, but usually the Emmys are held in September. They were moved to tonight because of the actors and writers' strikes last year. The voting ended in August, and the results have just been sitting around for months. Succession leads all nominees with 27.
I'm the youngest boy!
And the final season of the HBO show has a strong shot at winning Best Drama. Ted Lasso leads the comedy nominees, but could be upset by The Bear in several categories. The 75th Emmys will feature tributes to classic shows, including The Sopranos and Cheers, tonight on Fox. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Some CVS pharmacies inside of Target locations will be closing soon. The pharmacy chain says this will happen by April. It's part of a larger plan to trim about 300 CVS locations over the course of the year. Business titans and world leaders are headed for Davos, Switzerland, in the annual World Economic Forum. At the event, aid agency Oxfam predicts the world will see its first trillionaire within a decade. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tens of thousands of people in Wisconsin have had to endure the coldest weather of the winter so far without power to heat their homes and businesses. Most of the outages are in southeast Wisconsin, where We Energy says it expects to have all the power back on by midday today. Arctic air is forecast to keep highs in the single digits through tomorrow. Donald Trump is expected to win tonight's Iowa caucuses, even though the retail-style campaign in Iowa is designed to give all candidates a chance to reach voters.
All of these candidates, regardless of how much they have in their campaign treasuries, all of them have a shot at making their case. That's why Iowa's important.
Iowa Republican Party Chair Jeff Kaufman speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers with another win in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a huge upset win over the Cowboys, 48-32. It's the sixth time in a row the Packers have won in the Cowboys Stadium, including Super Bowl 45. They led 27-7 at the end of two quarters. Matt LaFleur.
Fortunately, you know, we built a lead that was too big to overcome.
Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored three touchdowns. Jordan Love.
It was huge. You know, I think that was the key for us coming to this game was to run the ball well.
Love threw three TDs with a quarterback rating of 157. Romeo Doubs on the Packers' young receiver core.
It's amazing, man, how young we are as a group. I just feel like the most important area is just sticking together.
Up next, the Packers face the 49ers in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks with an exciting win, 143-142 in overtime in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard with a game-winning three-point shot at the buzzer.
It was like we had the game and they stole it from us and then, you know, we took it back at the end.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Taking a look at that Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Tuesday, the 16th day of January, chicken parmesan tomorrow. Fettuccine noodles with that, a little sauce on there, lettuce salad and tomato and cuke and a breakfast bar too. Locations in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Brentwood, K Kennan, Bryce County Senior Dining. Reach him at 715-339-2158. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Upgrade your home with new outlets from Legrand, including new USB outlets. Charge more of your devices without the need for bulky AC adapters. All Legrand USB devices are on sale now. Charge the latest devices up to 2 times faster with a 15-amp USB Type-C outlet. Pick one up for $32.99. Hurry in and save big now at Menards. Good through January 21st. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for happy backyard birds. And we mean everything. Like over 100 different types of wild bird foods and bird feeders. This week, get a 25-pound bag of black oil sunflower wild bird food for just $13.99. Plus, join us Saturday, January 13th at 9 a.m. to build and decorate a free birdhouse with your kids. Create family memories and find what you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be dangerously cold with a wind chill pushing minus 20 to minus 30 today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Today, partly sunny. We'll get to around 1 below for a high today. The wind west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, down to 11 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 1 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check our Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Therese-Line, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. The Badger State's Free Ice Fishing Weekend is coming up January 20th to 21st. It's a great opportunity to get out and share the fun and excitement of winter ice fishing across Wisconsin at no charge. I'll share more details when we return, but first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting Free Fishing Weekend January 20th to 21st to share the fun and excitement of winter ice fishing. No fishing license or trout and salmon stamps are required. Anglers can fish in state waters where there is an open fishing season. All other fishing regulations apply, including limits on the size and number of fish that can be kept and any seasons when anglers must release certain fish species. As a reminder, anglers cannot fish spring trout ponds during the winter free fishing weekend. It's been a weird winter out there, and remember, no ice is 100% safe. Always tell someone where you are fishing and when you'll return before heading out on the hard water. The DNR then reminds citizens to continue the fishing fun after free fishing weekend by purchasing a fishing license. And mark your calendar, the next free fishing weekend will take place June 1st to 2nd. All the ice should be gone by then. and remember to practice catch and release if you're not keeping fish to eat. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations. Go ahead,
turn it up. Yeah, but 98Q Country.
If your kiss turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway.
Frost on.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old Round Bell Valley back roads. Way back in the hollow where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Blacktop.
classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every
Johnson there, the painter at 98Q Country. I'll look out the window. Just look, go, would you go look out the window? It's, the sun is out. It's always so deceiving when it's 10 below and Mother Nature says, hey, here's some sunshine. Come outside. It's like a bait and switch thing, isn't it? It really is. Temperatures today will struggle to get to zero. One below zero for the high temp today. Have we warmed up at all here this morning? I show no, we haven't. I came in, it was 9 below. This morning, early this morning, it's 11 below right now. But the good news with this cold snap is we're not seeing the crazy, insane 25, 30 below temperatures. And that'll pretty much be the story all week with temperatures on the overnight probably lingering 10 below. You low outlying people will see a little bit colder than that. But you're used to that. Temperatures single digits. We probably won't see double digit temperatures until Saturday. Next week looking a lot warmer, though. With temperatures in the 30s. We'll be dancing around in shorts and t-shirt next week. We've got all the birthdays to come in just a moment. If you got one, a local birthday today, or you missed it from the weekend, we'd be glad to wish him a happy day. Give him a shot to win that free cake on Friday. 715-762-3221. Give us a call here real quick. You can always email us your birthdays and anniversaries ahead of time. WCQM@civicmedia.us. Linda Furman was the winner of our Packer Pick'em contest. Won some nice gift cards from Cabela's and Northwood Supper Club. And also from the pit stop there. So Linda, congratulations. She was closer than anybody else. And we were all just shocked as we watched the score continue to go up on the Packers side. You're just like, this team was supposed to be pretty good. Cowboys, those two interceptions in the first half by Dak Prescott. That's your difference. You can't turn the ball over in the playoffs. You just can't do it. You got to be really, 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 really good to overcome that. And Dallas wasn't good enough, and the Packers took care of business. Packers will be at San Francisco Saturday night. Saturday night football right here, of course. You've got it on the radio on 98Q.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It is caucus day in Iowa, and as former President Donald Trump holds a sizable lead in the polls, ABC political director Rick Klein says two other questions have now come front and center.
Ron DeSantis has so much riding on this state. If he doesn't finish in second, if he fades to third, that's bad for him and good momentum for Nikki Haley heading into New Hampshire. And turnout, a lot of people thought this would be a year we break the record turnout back in 2016, but that brutal weather probably holds it down. That means the diehards are going out.
That weather having a nationwide impact. More than 1,500 flights have been canceled. In Texas, utility regulators are asking people to conserve energy because of tight grid conditions. The school principal in Perry, Iowa, who shielded students during the January 4th shooting, died of his injuries. Dan Marburger is the second victim killed in that shooting. And President Biden travels to Philadelphia today for service events marking Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There are several events around Wisconsin today to observe the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. There's the annual noontime ceremony at the Wisconsin State Capitol, as well as celebrations today and tonight from Milwaukee's Marcus Performing Arts Center to Green Bay's Titletown District. Public health officials say misinformation is contributing to a dangerous decline in vaccination rates in Wisconsin. Dr. Monica Wang is with Boston University's School of Public Health. She says lies about vaccines spread faster than the truth.
Health misinformation spread can erode trust in healthcare systems. It can lead to people delaying when they go to a doctor to seek help.
At the same time, cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Monday, January 15th at 7 p.m., it's Boys Basketball with Phillips hosting Schwamigan, brought to you by Jeff Hickman and Scott Heckman. Then, Tuesday, January 16th, again at 7 p.m., it's Girls Basketball with Schwamigan hosting Phillips, brought to you by Steve Jetland. Catch them both right here on 98Q Country, your local civic media radio station bringing you high school sports.
Win in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Sacramento Kings in a high-scoring thriller at five-serve form that went down to the wire in overtime, 144-143 in favor of Milwaukee. The Bucks' Damian Lillard, how he dodged De'Aaron Fox to hit the winning three-point shot at the buzzer.
I wasn't going inside the three-point line, so he kind of got back in front of me, and I just changed direction, and it was a pretty comfortable shot.
The Bucks have now won their last three. They head to Cleveland to face the Cavaliers Wednesday. NFL. The Packers with a stunning upset of the Dallas Cowboys, 48-32. They jumped out to a 27-0 lead by the second quarter, snapping a 16-game winning streak at home for the Cowboys. Up next, Green Bay heads to California to face the 49ers Saturday night at 7:15 in the divisional playoffs.
All these guys have the ability, all the young guys that we have, Christian on out, the oldest receivers on year two, and I believed in them.
That's Packers outside linebacker Preston Smith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com. Connexus Credit Union in Phillips is proud to be a sponsor of the Logger United Booster Club. They are a member-focused cooperative that is proud to return the profits to member owners through high yields, for checking accounts, deposit products, as well as competitive rates. Connexus Credit Union, located at 114 South Avon Avenue in Phillips.
Hey folks, Rich Eisen here. So this football season's really heating up, and the guys on my show, they're having a blast with Prize Picks. And now with basketball season in full swing, they're able to pick combo projections across both sports. Join them on prizepicks.com/primetime. Easy gameplay and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what they tell me makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. And right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Brockman is loving that aspect. He's hooked. And all you need to do is visit prizepicks.com/primetime and use code primetime. That's code primetime at prizepicks.com/primetime for a first deposit match up to $100. Don't be left on the sideline this basketball season. Go to Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Well, happy birthday. If the 15th of January is a big day for you, you get to share your day with these other celebrities like Matt Holliday, the 07 National League batting champ, and many other accolades for that baseball star. He's 44 today. Drew Brees, the New Orleans Saints five-time Pro Bowl quarterback. He led his team to the 31-17 victory over the Indianapolis Colts in the Super Bowl back in 2000 and when was that? Was that 2009? Well, following the 2009 season, was named its most valuable player. Drew Brees is 45 today. Regina King, she won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar and Golden Globe in 2019 for If Beale Street Could Talk. Many others. 53 for Regina King today. Chad Lowe, younger brother of Rob Lowe, the actor and ex-husband of Oscar-winning Hilary Swank. 56 for Chad Lowe today. Mario Van Peebles, the second-generation actor-director from Ali and others. 67 today. Randy White, Hall of Fame defensive lineman. Starred for the Cowboys in the 70s and the 80s. He is 71 today, not feeling real good after his team's performance yesterday. Andrea Martin, the actress, came to fame via SCTV and has starred on TV's Great News and George and Martha. 77 for Andrea Martin today. The Reverend Martin, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., of course, was born on this day in 1929. His birthday is a national holiday, and that's today. So we salute all that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the sacrifices he made for equality in this country, and the battle continues. He, of course, died on April 4th. 1968, when he was assassinated. Phyllis Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S, she was the first Lois Lane, the very first one in TV's Adventures of Superman. She's born in 1927. She passed in 2023. Lloyd Bridges, the actor from TV's Sea Hunt, Airplane, and others, born on this day, 1913, passed in 98. Aristotle Onassis, the Greek shipping tycoon, was the second husband of Jacqueline Kennedy. Aristotle Onassis, born on this day in 06, passed in 1975.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be dangerously cold with a wind chill pushing minus 20 to minus 30 today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Today, partly sunny. We'll get to around 1 below for a high today. The wind west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, down to 11 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 1 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
Jordan Davis.
Showed her up and she's gone. Guess I got Tucson to live.
You're listening to
98Q Country.
Well, I called my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden's saying, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching. Slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I just drop him off and wait.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Chase and Al Dainer at 98Q. We got some sunshine out there. It's 10 below. Wind moving around a little bit. That wind chill at about 20 below. I think the most gratifying thing for kind of a neutral observer of yesterday's Packer game, well, not neutral, as an observer of yesterday's game and the post game, I think the thing that brought me the most joy yesterday after the Packer-Cowboy game was the Jerry Jones post-game press conference.
I don't have any comments or questions or answers for how and why we didn't do what we wanted tonight. I say this to our fans, how much you deserve us to not have this ending. I certainly in no way have spent any of my time over the last 3 hours asking how and why. What I'm zeroed in on is the fact that I thought we were in a position, everybody in this room thought we were in a position to advance this thing in the playoffs and maybe get as far as our dreams might take us.
What the hell's going on out here?
I don't have any thoughts about the reasons why or anything to do with the coaching, anything to do about the players. I want to give Green Bay a lot of compliments and credit. This is one of my most surprises since I've been involved in sport, period.
There you go, Jerry Jones. He goes on and on. Brings joy to the hearts of Packer and many people. Let me just tell you that you can write this. I'm gonna tell you to write this down, all right? And I will be correct. I will be correct. I have never been more confident of a prediction in my life than the fact that Bill Belichick will be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys next season. It makes sense. Belichick and Jerry Jones are friends, and Belichick is not going to go to a rebuilding. It's obvious he wants to continue coaching. Is there any better marriage than the Cowboys and Bill Belichick right now? And I'm not saying Mike McCarthy can't coach because he's had three really good regular seasons. He just can't win a playoff game, which is a problem. Bill Belichick, next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Write it down. If I'm wrong, I'll buy you. You see me on the street, I'll buy you a soda. If it's on sale, I'll buy everybody.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly sponsored by Prevail Bank.
Prevail Bank believes your financial goals deserve attention. Pursue what's possible.
Contact a Prevail banker in Phillips today. They go the extra mile for their customers.
Prevail Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It is going to be dangerously cold with a wind chill pushing minus 20 to minus 30 today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Today, partly sunny. We'll get to around 1 below for a high today. The wind west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, down to 11 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 1 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 12 below.
It's new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. We don't have a future anymore. Did we got history?
I love it. 98Q Country.
Some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the say, girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine.
98.3. Online at 98Q Country.